Japanese, and they have a deep love for house music. And yeah, I think they're really cool. They're playing at Shambhala this year at the Living Room on Thursday 4 to 5:30, which is really cool. So I'll definitely be seeing them. I think they have a lot of really cool. They're a little bit elusive because I've been trying to find them, like, and all I could find was this one single called Question. So we're going to listen to it. And then maybe when I go see them at Shambhala, I'll give a review and I'll be like, hey, they were so epic and so cool. But for now, we're going to listen to them. And then we're going to listen to a little bit of Moon Tricks, because then we're going to jump into some Ethel Kane, which is going to get really wild and really crazy and really silly. So stick around to hear all about it. For now, here is Questions by Meow Mix. Thank you.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Gorgeous, stunning, amazing, beautiful. That was just Crush by Ethel Kane on their album Inbred. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and you are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1, here on 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. And I want to take a minute to talk about Ethel Kane because I've been really in the depths of Ethel Kane's like discography. Like, her mind works wonders. Like, because I feel like I love the like, I love contrasting sounds to lyricism. Like, I love when it's like kind of a lush, soft, like, or like poppy kind of like soothing sound, with like just sort of like that element of like lyricism that is just very sort of intimate. Like, it's so crazy how she can contrast those two elements of sound. I think it's really, really interesting. And I also like how it's a little bit vague, so it's kind of up for interpretation, but it's still like conceptual enough to where you can comprehend the significance of the tracks and like the albums and the artwork that's being presented, which I think is really, really cool. Ethel Kane is coming out with a new album August 6th. And she's coming to Vancouver, I think in August. Sometime in August, which is really, 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 really cool. Yeah. Just like, I love it. It's so amazing. And also, like, there's a town that I frequently spend a lot of my summers in, and it's very Ethel Kane coded. Like, it's so fun to listen to her music around that, around different spaces, and like just interesting the atmosphere when you listen to her music becomes a lot more vulnerable and spiritual and just really like. And like, I love that her music has such a slow burn. Like, it's like, it starts like slow, but then it really like builds into like creating like just such an immersive sound that you like just get lost in. Like, she slowly builds and builds, and it's just so like all consuming, listening to her music, which I think is really, really fun. So we're going to be listening to some Ethel Kane for the rest of the show. So that's what's going to happen. We're just going to listen to Ethel Kane, and we're going to, that's going to be it, because we need to give her her flowers. Like, she needs the flowers. Like, we have to give her the flowers. So we have to listen to Ethel Kane, and we're going to listen to one track that's from her up and coming album, Willoughby Tucker, I Will Always Love You, which comes out August 6th, which is really, really exciting. She also just came out with a new single. Not single, but like single, like related to that album, like all our artists will play. Anyway, we're going to get into A House in Nebraska, because I love that track. And I think it's such a wonderful, amazing masterpiece of sound and lyricism. And then we'll listen to a little bit of her up and coming album after that. But thank you so much for listening. This has been Raccoon City every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'll be back next week as always, and I hope you have the best week ever. We're going to listen to some Ethel Kane, so definitely stick around, and stick around to hear the up and coming shows after me, because they'll be really awesome too. So here is A House in Nebraska by Ethel Kane on her album Preacher's Daughter.
Made a fool of myself.
Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.